Mayfair, did everyone have a good feast on Thanksgiving weekend? Only two of our four children and families were able to come on Sunday. We even ate outside on the deck as the nice weather permitted. There was some excitement with the grandkids before supper as an overly friendly coyote stood in close proximity of our house. We tried to scare it away, but it wouldn't move for quite a while. When wild animals act like this, chances are it had rabies. An adult got a gun, which took some time, but the distraught animal must have felt danger and ran away into the neighbor's field. The District of Ranger, which is situated near Chitek Lake and Leoville, have a fall supper scheduled for October 16. The small school was converted to a small hall decades ago. The community farm women put on a great meal, charging only $10 for adult plates. There was a large crowd at Maymont Memorial Hall this past Saturday to have a wonderful roast beef supper and to hear the country western and gospel music by Jim Bowdoin Band. The crowd couldn't seem to get enough of their toe-tapping music, so they stayed longer to entertain. Jim grew up in Maymont, so knew many people in the audience. If one is familiar with this village, many Bowdoin members still reside in the area. Sunday morning service in the Sharon United Church also had many people from Saturday night in attendance. The same band members played wonderful gospel music which could be heard from a distance away. It's a given that the days will be much colder in the near future as it's almost the middle of the month. Some farmers are starting to load up the pasturing cattle into the trailers and haul them to their farm sites. Dallin, son of John and Connie Woolishin, my husband's younger brother, who operate a mixed farm at Baldwinton, makes a 90-mile round trip every spring and fall to pasture cow-calf pairs of 100 head in the rolling Whitcow Hills. This job is only done once the crops have been harvested. They round up the cattle on quads and transport them by semis back home for the winter. Dallin's full-time business is raising full-blood Simmental livestock. Farmer, rancher Julie and Jack Salisbury and other family members of Mullinger don't have far to bring their cattle home, so round them up by horseback and the use of quads. Theft is still prevalent in our neck of the woods. Recently, one of our hired men came to work shortly after 6 a.m. to start hauling grain to Maymont Grain Terminal. By 8 a.m., when he returned, some brave person came into our yard and stole his vehicle. Theft can even happen in daylight, which can be scary. For people who want to get in the Christmas mode a little earlier this year, mark your calendars for November 26 and 27. The big production of the Candlelight Processional 2022 will be at the Decker Center after the two-year hiatus because of COVID. Tickets are available at the box office or online. Price is $35, or if you know of any choir members, they can obtain a $30 ticket for you. Thank you again to Pauline and Paul Sayers and Peggy Gilchrist, who have worked so diligently on putting this great event together. Annette Letkeman of Mullinger is now a full-time resident at Davidson Manor in North Battleford, as she does not wish to spend another miserably cold, stormy winter in the country. Her son, Levi, still resides at their farm site. Hope everyone will at least have the opportunity of taking in a couple of country fall suppers. At this time of the year, even a drive on a back road with all the trees in full vibrant color against a blue sky is a beautiful sight.